And the first thought I had this morning when Steve suggested that I should share some of my thoughts with you, so it was about the place where you are staying, especially I mean Mehrabad. So why at all should people visit Mehrabad? That's the first question. And what's the special quality of Mehrabad? For those who have stayed with Baba, it was a different dimension altogether. We walked with him, we talked with him, we played with him. And whenever we would be playing cards with him, Baba would simply say, "Remember this, I am not this. I am not this form." But we would say, "That's all right, Baba, you can say that. What's the term? Let's continue with the play." So it was just like that. But he would often bring to our minds that, right, four times, right, "I am not this body." And then he would say, "I am here, here, here." He would point out, "I am in everything and I am in everyone." But the mind would not listen to those things because Baba's presence, overwhelming presence, was right over here. But one incident that comes back to my mind, it was much after Baba's veiling the body, was an incident that first I would like to share and then I may say something about Mehrabad. What is the speciality of Mehrabad? When you go to Mehrabad, the first thing is, in Baba's humor, they have started calling it a tomb, which could be the worst chosen word for the place. It's not a tomb. It's Infinite God Himself residing there, awaiting for His lovers to come and receive His love. So, I'll come to this point, why I bring in this. But when Baba was in body, moving with us, so there was one occasion that comes to my mind very clearly, that I was asked to come, and I was allowed to come and stay with Baba whenever I could make it convenient without jeopardizing my job as a teacher. So I was coming to Baba, and I had to change my train at one place to get to Nagar. So I got down at the junction station and I had to wait there for about 4 hours. So now what to do? So I just laid on one of the benches, and during those 4 hours at the station, practically there were no trains coming or going. So there was no crowd, no railway employees, and just me, and just by the nearby bench was another person with his big holdall, as we call it, or bedding, and he was also resting. Only two of us on that bench, which was about 50, 60 feet like that, and no traffic or anything. So it was 1 hour, I just moved this side, that side, but who is to break the ice? Who is to ask where are you or what are you or like that? So anyway, we passed for an hour or so, and then just we started looking at each other and nobody around, and at last, he started asking me or I started asking him, I don't remember, but somehow the communication had started. And he would say, "Where do you want to go?" I said, "Yes, I'm waiting for the train." "Where do you want to go?" "Just by this train, I'm not going far away." But never a direct answer where I'm going. But somehow it seems that person was bent on getting the answer from me. So I had to say in the end that I am going to Ahmednagar and not Manmad, and not get Manmad and change the train and then go ahead or something like that. Then he said, "But our train reaches there at night, so you must be staying in some hotel there at night or in the city. You have relatives?" I said, "No, I don't have relatives." "Will you stay in any of the hotels?" I said, "No, I am not going to stay." He said, "Then what are you going to do?" So somehow I had to tell him that, "Well, I am not going to Ahmednagar, but I am going to Mehrabad." the moment I uttered the word Mehrabad, I found that hefty person. Later on, I knew his name. He was from Pakistan, and he was coming to see Baba for the first time. And later on, he told me that he would spend his days from morning to evening going through books, reading Hinduism, Sufism, Christianity, Buddhism, and all that. And in the end, he came across some of Baba's books, and that convinced him so much that now he was coming for the first time to see Baba. And he had, of course, cabled Baba that he would be coming. And the moment I said Mehrabad, I find this man just stood up and he looks at me, gazed at me, and he says, "You have seen my Baba?" I said, "Yes, what do you mean?" He said, "You have seen my Baba with these eyes?" I said, "Then which other eyes? I have only two eyes, not third eye yet." So, no, I didn't say that to him, but I said, "Yes, yes, with these eyes." And the moment I said that, to this day, I felt a bit embarrassed that he just held my face like this and started kissing my eyes, right on the platform. So just Baba said that there was no one around, and then he calmed down and he said, you have seen Avatar, and you have seen Mer Baba with these eyes, and you are going there. And then he said, "I am also going to that place." So that was a surprise to me also. You are going there. How about Sahib Asmi? Have you seen him? Have you seen Sahib Asmi or no? No, you haven't seen Sahib Asmi. That's from Pakistan. Yeah. And Sahib Asmi. So later on he had written very beautiful poems on Baba. Poems not in the sense that we call poems, but they were all hymns in praise of Baba, accepting Baba as the God-man. And because of the Urdu ghazals, and he knew Persian and all that, and he would read and explain. Then I would tell him a little Baba story. There were still 2 hours for the train, but how those 2 hours we passed in the company of each other, we don't know. At last, when we saw the people rushing and the train had arrived, he said, let's just get in the compartment. Somehow we got in the compartment. It was very crowded. And as far as I remember, there was not a moment when either he was not talking or I was not talking. I would tell him stories about Baba, and he would read his poems, and then he would explain to me the beautiful couplets or how the Divine Beloved, when he comes in the human garb, you see how, what a fortune it is to see him and his dignity and divinity and majesty and glory and all that in a very beautiful, and it had a profundity to it, the way he would read. So now we got in the compartment and we are sitting together. I don't know what, we were rather oblivious of who were around. So he would read and explain, and I would tell another. It was a sort of not one-way traffic, but both way, like this. And at last we came to Ahmednagar. And it was night. And of course he had cabled Baba. Baba had said one of his close disciples named Ramju, who was also a Mohammedan, with a jeep to fetch Sahib Asmi. Otherwise I would have, see how Baba combined one thing, he manages so many other things. So I must have given some information to Sahib Asmi about Baba. So Baba thought maybe he should also get into a jeep. Otherwise I would have to hire a horse cab and go to from Nagar station to Mehrabad and all that. And so Ramju was there, and we got in the jeep, went over there. But the main thing is not this that I want to convey with you. The main thing is connected with Mehrabad itself. So now we went there, the savas commenced, and of course, as usual, whatever work Pendu gave me, Pendu was the manager, and so whatever work Pendu gave me, I was looking to that, and whatever it was, I don't remember, but it kept me quite busy. And Ramju would be with Sahib Asmi, and sometimes he would be seeing Baba. I too would be seeing Baba, but somehow I would see him going this way, that way, and I would greet him. In those days, I don't think we used the word Jai Baba, but what I said, I don't remember, but I would greet him. And after that, when I would greet him, he would walk with his hands like this, the way the Mohammedans generally stand for prayers. So his hand like this. And whenever I would greet him, he would simply look at me, look down, and walk away. So first time I didn't feel maybe he's because of this place and because he has met Baba. Not an uncommon thing, which in the later years we witnessed quite a lot of people. And so, first time I didn't feel, because I was also in a hurry to work something. So I went there. Second day also came, I greeted him again. No response, only just from his hands like this, look at me, look down, and he would walk. So then I started feeling, what's happened to this person? Have I hurted his feeling or something like that, and that's why he's not speaking, or what's happened to him? I wanted to know. So maybe third, fourth time when I see him, not at all responding with a single word, where we were continuously talking for 4 hours, or over 4 hours rather, and now no word. So what is this? And at last I emboldened myself, and someday when he was going and when there was no one around, and I see my, I said, I was moved. What's it? Why are you not just speaking? I'm greeting you. Not that you should speak with me, but why even returning of the greeting is not there? So there was such a serenity on his face at the time. This could be 56 or 58, I don't remember, either of the 2 years. This incident I had totally forgotten, but which often comes to my mind when people come here, especially for the first time. That's why I often share this. And then he looks at me and he said, in Urdu, which I would translate to you in English, but the words that have stayed with me are in Urdu. And he said, yahan ke har zarre zarre par satwa asman jhuk raha hai, yahan bolne ki kya baat hai? Means, in this land where we have come now, Mehrabad is a place where on each particle of dust, the seventh heaven is reverentially paying its obeisance. So where is the need for words to talk here? This is not the place to speak. Of course, when you go back to my pilgrim center, you can speak amongst yourself. But what I mean is this, the dignity of it. So that he said, and what he said then, at that time, so I thought maybe he is having a very profound, and he did have. Later on, he became sort of a must. But before that, he wrote Baba's life, which is known as Sahib-e-Zama, means Avatar of the Age, and he accepted Baba as a Rasul, as they accept Prophet, and that's why later on, people started that he some screw is loose with his head, and I think he had a very bad time later on. I didn't hear much about him. But those words that he had said, that he has said then, they are still with me. And in a way, Baba can give us the words of guidance in our life. It may be 2-3 years, even before meeting Baba, or even after meeting Baba, or it could be in the train, or in the plane, or in the bus, wherever it could be, but through that, Baba gives you that perspective which he wants you to retain and understand. And that's why this place, Mehrabad, where you are, so that's the place chosen by the avatar of the age, is the most, if at all we can talk in the language of God speaks, most sacred place in the world, and where it's our fortune to be. And then coming to that, yeah, what did I say this morning? Homeopathy, yeah. So, two things this morning also, because they said And Indian teacher said, should we stay? I said, don't ask me that. No guidance, nothing. We can share information. Whatever comes to me, I'll share with you because I'm going to talk about that. And I hadn't thought these two things, but just casually turned out that I said, you know, that it's not the big mausoleum and big buildings and that you go have greater spiritual significance, but it's the quality. As though that little room that you find there holds the keys to all the hearts of his lovers. They are right there. You have to get that key when you go there. And I shared with them, so why not visit so many other places and why this place only? So I didn't know that they were practicing homeopathic or whatever. So I said, just as in some cases, that little pill, homeopathic pill, just you take and the effect is there. So one would wonder, what is it that just little sugar pill and it has just brought off such wonderful effect and all that? So that sort of effect compared to the two is absolutely nothing. Because here, going to that place is the deepest wounds caused in our heart and the worst of things that had the blemishes on our mind, they are slowly, slowly, in a very graceful, elegant way, Baba removes. So that's why that place has an importance. And the second thought casually I had was this, that because Baba had selected that place, as though he might have in his ministry visited so many places, but because he chose that place, the essence of all his activities, the essence of visiting so many places that he had visited is as if centered in that little room, whatever you call it. So visiting Mehrabad, again, I sometimes share this thing, that when you visit there, it is establishing for those who have met Baba in person, for them, it's a sort of a reconfirmation. And for those who have not met Baba in person, that is establishing a direct link with God in human form. That's why for those, at least once, you go there, the link is established. And what is that link? What is that link? That link is connected with Baba's remembrance. Once you go there and start remembering Baba, it has a Baba quality about it. It has a quality of the avatar about it. And that quality is, as we say, not to be too philosophical, when we talk amongst ourselves, there is always an exchange of impressions. Give and take, give and take. But when these impressions are connected with the impressionless one, who is Meher Baba? So when these get connected with him, then automatically people, when they come and they say, oh, we feel so relieved, and some I find started yawning like that, and they say, oh, we feel so happy here. See, everything has been relieved as if nothing exists, just Baba like that. And so when you go there, in another way, as I just told Freeman, that establishing of the link is just like you know where to dial Baba, and Baba knows where to dial you. So that when you call on him, the response is there, and this response is an unfailing response. The only thing accepts us that, well, it's not time, but it's the story which Mary Lloyd Dugan had shared to the Awakener, is that wherein Baba says, was it that? Baba asking, yeah? Don't you trust me for that? Yeah. Baba just said, those who come here and stay with him. So Baba's words to Hedi was this. Something had happened to her children in Switzerland, and she received a letter, and naturally, being a mother, she started weeping, and Norina happens to pass by, and she said, dear, what's happened to you? You said, see the letter? He said, you must go to Baba, all these things. And Baba goes, and Baba says, well, didn't I tell you when you came here, leave all to me? Don't you trust me? And she said, Baba, dear, I do trust you. And then Baba said, oh, that's nice of you. But in a very casual way, Baba started then saying, in a humorous way, as though those who were around felt, you see, they're quite all right, and the grandmother is there, and there, and someone is holding an umbrella, and the children are playing, and one of the children has a finger on his nose. And so all felt that Baba is just having fun with Hedi and all that. But it was not that. It was an actual manifestation of his omniscience, which so many times he continues to give to his lovers. So after some days, Hedi receives in mail that they are all right, and also a picture where a boy is still having his finger on the nose. Could you imagine? Could you imagine that thing? So like this, once we establish with his grace, is it right or have I distorted the story? Good, thank you. Well, anyway, so this is what I mean, establishing the link. He is asking us, don't you trust me? And we say, yes, Baba dear, we trust you. And when that is there, then immediately the response is there. And just for 5 minutes, so that those who are going for tea may go, and then we'll continue, if at all people still are here.